This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
It's the wake up call. 106.5 The End.
Oh, I have discovered pits of desperation I did not know I was low enough to crawl into on the dating apps, man. Like, have you ever swiped right on a group photo, not even knowing which one of them it is, just. Yeah, any of them, yeah, okay, whatever, yeah. I'll date anyone who can afford that ski trip, man, yeah, whatever. There's like a Labrador in there. I'll take the dog, whatever, I don't care. He's got a healthy coat.
On the wake up call. Right off the bat, I need a favor from anyone listening. Are we on the air? Can you hear us?
Oh.
Because we have this, you know, screen in our studio that tells us, yes, you are indeed on the air. And I did everything right on my end, on the board, and the screen is frozen.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm assuming we are on the air. So please send me a text message, 916-909-1065, and say, like, yeah, I can hear you. Everything's working. Since stuff here in our studio routinely does not.
I would love to just turn that big monitor off and then turn it back on, but if you turn it off, when you turn it back on, it doesn't go back to the screen we need.
No.
And we don't know how to get it back to the screen we need.
It is just a mess. Okay, thank you. People are texting in. Thank you. We're on.
Okay.
All righty.
How you doing? Happy Friday.
I'm doing just fine.
I have to adjust my mic here. Hold on.
If it sounds
like I'm touching a bunch of stuff. Okay.
Oh.
I had to tighten it yesterday, which you routinely don't do, and then yours just falls off eventually.
Well, when you tighten it, it rattles.
Somebody said, Papa, we can hear you.
Okay, Papa, we can hear you. Thank you. What did you do yesterday?
Well, I wasn't feeling so hot yesterday, so I desperately tried to nap, but because there is demolition on our bathrooms going on right now, I sent you a video of just all of the banging, and the bathroom that they're working on is on the other side of the wall from our bedroom.
Right.
So it was like rattling the bedroom. Eventually I was able to fall asleep, and then that's pretty much all I did.
Do you have noise canceling headphones?
I don't, but I can't imagine even those would work.
Oh, they'll work.
You think?
Oh, totally. Yeah. If it can silence an airplane, it can silence that. Like when I have noise canceling headphones, I've got the new AirPod Max Pros, worth every penny. Couldn't recommend them more. And when you're on an airplane and you turn on the noise canceling, it is disturbingly quiet. I can't
hear
anything.
I feel like what you're hearing on an airplane is very different than, I mean, them banging with sledgehammers our old shower.
You'd probably be able to hear it a little bit, but not enough to keep you awake.
Okay.
Like, you'd probably be able to hear it so that it would sound like it was in, like, another apartment or something like that. And then on top of that, you throw on some light music or something. you are off to La La Land.
I can't sleep to music.
You can't sleep to music? Can you sleep to anything?
I have to listen to like just static noise or like waves or something.
You can do that too?
Oh, that's what I would
do. Yeah.
What did you do?
So I can talk about this now because my kids are not listening. My son's birthday is this weekend.
Yes.
And
8 years old.
He's going to be 8 years old, my Theo. And he has been desperately asking for months to go to the Great Wolf Lodge.
Okay.
And we have successfully made it seem like we are not going.
Okay.
But we are going.
Okay.
And what's funny is he has downgraded his requests to go to the Great Wolf Lodge to Sunsplash.
Okay.
He's like, can we just at least go to Sunsplash for my birthday? Aww. And I'm like, maybe we could do Sunsplash, maybe. But he doesn't know, though, that like we leave today for the Great
you
Wolf
do?
Lodge. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
So having a dog is a new thing for me.
Yeah.
So yesterday, late afternoon, it dawned on me, oh my God, I have to find somewhere for Fozzie to go.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a mad scramble and to find
funny,
some.
My phone didn't ring.
Your house is in disarray.
That's true. Okay. Good point.
So I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do? I'm like, boarding. We can just board him. Okay, that's fine.
So expensive.
So I went and checked out a place in Rockland. Seems delightful.
Did you physically go there?
Mm-hmm.
You're so funny.
Why?
I
wanted to see what it was like.
I know. I just would have never considered like actually going.
Leaving the house?
No.
I like to leave the house, but
I mean, I will do, you know, I'll do everything online, and I'm almost to the point where I'm going to like DoorDash my daughter a car when she turns 16. Yeah, so
I like leaving the house. But I went and it's a delightful place and it seemed very, very nice. And then I'm halfway through this like process of talking to them about it. And they're like, ooh, tomorrow, I think we have some space. It's a little late. We'd like to do like an interview,
like a get to know
with
you.
The dog sure. beforehand to make sure that they're, you know, understandable. And plus he's a puppy. So this, that, and the other thing. And we were talking probably for 20 minutes. And then at the very end.
And did you bring Fozzie with you?
No.
Oh,
I should have.
Yeah.
Cause I usually do like if I go somewhere after
yeah,
work,
usually
I just drive around with Fozzie.
Yeah.
But, it was at the very end and they go, and he's fixed, right? And I go, no. And they go, oh, well, we can't take him at all. We only take dogs that have been fixed.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, that's discrimination.
Well, if everybody
else... Just because
else,
he's a sexy stud, he can't come here?
If everybody else is fixed, then who cares if he's not?
Exactly.
But I can see why they can't just start willy-nilly...
Fudging the right. rules there. I know.
So what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, my friend Rob's going to take him.
Okay.
And he's got corgi experience. And he, I think, yeah, he has one corgi now.
But oh, he physically has. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's an old fat corgi.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be funny to see Fozzie with like an old fat corgi. Like, you look like me, but not.
I don't think he's going to notice.
Yeah, so that's what I had to do yesterday is this like mad dash scramble to try to like find a place for Fozzie to go. I got to get used to that. I got to get used to that when we go on a trip.
Is hire my oldest daughter.
To do what?
To come stay at your house with your dog.
Oh, to stay at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too late now. She probably has to work this weekend. But in the future.
Would she bring her boyfriend?
Probably. What? They live together.
House? Well, I know that, but I don't want them having sex in my house.
Gavin.
I just don't want that.
That's, don't say that.
Listen, you need to hear the hard truths.
Okay, what if I stayed in your house?
You can stay in my house.
What if I bring my husband?
No.
Would you really say you can stay, but you can't bring Mike?
Probably. The whole concept
that's
of
crazy.
The whole concept of house sitting seems weird to me. Like, I've never done it. I've never had a house sitter.
When I have a house sitter, I say, my house is your house.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want in this house. Mm. As long as I come back and everything's fine, I do not care.
Yeah.
I say, have a couple people over if you want.
Oh, I definitely would not say that.
I mean, these are people that I trust, obviously. So I don't feel like they're going to have people over that would be like bad.
Didn't you have Kevin watch your house at one point?
Yeah, he was scared the whole time.
You trusted Kevin, though, to bring people over?
Of course.
Have you met Kevin's friends?
I absolutely think it would be fine.
So the whole concept of house sitting, though, is just weird to me.
But that's weird to me.
Yeah.
That the concept of that would be weird to you.
I just never grew up with that. I don't think I did either.
But
I never had a need for it until
now. You might have a need for it now.
Maybe.
But I will say, if you're asking somebody to house sit, especially somebody that has a partner,
mm-hmm.
you probably have to expect that the partner's going to come.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'll make a no sex in my house rule.
Please, okay, if my daughter ever comes and house sits for you, please don't say that to her.
Got to make a rule. She's a grown up.
Don't ever say that to my daughter.
I couldn't say that to your daughter.
Okay, good.
I would passive aggressively hang signs up. To avoid, or if not a sign, just stern pictures of me around the house. Yeah.
Like I'm watching.
Yep. Then would say like, I'm always watching.
That's so weird.
That's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
You are saying this as a person that I know has had sex in somebody else's house.
That's true.
So shame.
My mother's.
But whose bed was it?
My brother's.
Right.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is a great phone scam. So Rachel emailed me. She is pregnant, in the middle of her pregnancy right now. And she wanted me to phone scam her husband, Charles. And I thought this would be a great time for Cannon with a K, who is a known public douchebag, to call Charles and tell him that he is the doula that his pregnant wife has hired. Here is the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Charles.
This is he.
What's up, my man? What's up? This is Cannon. That's spelled with a K, in case you're writing everything down. And just wanted to let you know that I spoke to Rachel a couple days ago. She hired me as your doula. So I want to say,
I'm sorry, my wife, Rachel.
So she hired me as your doula, and I just wanted to call, and touch base with you like I do with all the dads, and just wanted to make sure that, we are copacetic.
Is this a guy?
Is this a guy? Yeah.
Sorry. I've never heard of a male doula.
Well, it's not super common. It's not super common, but there's a couple of us out there. We like to call ourselves actually doodlas because that's funny, But I'm here for you, and you're here for her, and I'm here for her too. I'm going to provide all the emotional and physical support that you need for the labor and the birth. And listen, I'm even going to hang out afterwards and do all the postpartum stuff, and I'll help with the breastfeeding and stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Basically, though, I just want to make sure you're okay with everything because I'm super good looking, and sometimes that intimidates. I just don't want you intimidated, But listen, I've gotten girls pregnant a lot, so I know my way around them.
Wow. That's a lot of information. How did my wife find you?
I do a lot of commenting on Facebook message boards and Facebook groups about babies and having babies.
On Facebook. You're a stranger that she just.
Well, I'm not a stranger anymore. My name's Cannon, and Rachel and I, we've been having phone calls, and we just had coffee a couple of days ago. And she hired me though.
Oh.
And I got to say, she and I vibed really well. She's beautiful and she's glowing and the milk's coming in great. So I think that we're going to have a lot of success.
Wow. I want to support her.
Right.
But I'm really uncomfortable with this situation. It just doesn't sound normal or professional. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just. It's a odd vibe.
This is the intimidation part, you know, and that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to make you. Yeah. So how about this? Hold on. You know, it's important for me as your doula to also bond with you as well, the dads. So how about you and I, let's go to the gym together like one or two times and like we'll vibe and we'll get our pub bond. You know, I could spot you. You know, if you want me to, and I think by the time you're done, you're going to see like this is exactly the guy that I want in the room for the most intimate part of my life.
This is all. I just think I'm not into that.
Charles, from bro to bro. Let's okay. Maybe you're not into working out. Maybe you're
throwing me now. All right.
What do you like to do for fun?
How is that relevant right now?
Well, I'll do that with you. You know, I don't know what, you know, like guys like you do. Like, what, you want to fly a kite or, like, I don't know, you want to go to a dog park? I don't know. What do you want to do? Do you like to shop at Hollister?
I do not. So I'm just going to let you know, Ken, I'm going to have a conversation with Rachel.
Yeah.
And please just don't contact us till that time, because I just think we need to go over a few things and then we'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, that's no sweat, dude. Just want to let you know, though, that, you know, TikTok, your baby's due, though, in about 4 months. So I just wanted to let you know that. But, you know.
Thank you. I'm well aware of when the baby is due.
Hey, mi casa su casa.
Hopefully not. All right. You have a great day.
One more thing before I get going is, Charles, none of that's real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call.
On the radio?
Yeah. Rachel,
who put you up to this?
Rachel did. She sent me an email.
She thought this would be funny. Not funny. All right. That was weird.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Bianca this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've been dating Rob, your boyfriend, for how long?
About 2 years.
Okay. And you think that he is cheating on you. That's why you're on War of the Roses. Why, have you ever thought this before in your relationship?
Just in the last couple of months, he's just been acting really weird and, you know, kind of standoffish. And on my last trip, he was just kept on double checking, like when I was coming back. And when I came home, I was just cleaning up and I saw these cigarette butts and there were some that had lipstick on it.
So does he smoke cigarettes or do you smoke cigarettes?
He smokes cigarettes.
Okay. And you found some cigarette butts that had lipstick on it.
Correct. And I don't smoke and they're not my, I was just so angry because I did not know where these came from.
That feels like caught red-handed.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially if he was, and then you couple it also with him acting cagey leading up to the trip. I agree with Katie. This does kind of seem caught red-handed. I can't possibly think of an excuse for
that he wouldn't have just, that she wouldn't have known about just, if there was somebody over.
Right. Did you confront him at all about this?
Yeah, I confronted him and I said, I know what this looks like. And he said it was chapstick. And I was like, chapstick? That doesn't make sense.
Would chapstick leave like lip marks?
Not chapstick that a boy would wear.
Right.
So, okay. Bianca, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to call Rob. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer, offer him a dozen roses. We'll see who he sends them to. But more importantly, what does he write on the card? You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. We're going to conference you guys together. We'll try to get to the bottom of this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Rob, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Rob. This is Gina with, and I am calling today with a special gift that we are offering.
Hey, Gina, let me stop you right there. I don't have any business with, so no thank you. Have a great day.
No. Please keep in mind.
Rob, are you still there? Rob?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
None of that was real. This is Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The M. You're on something that we do called War the Roses, which is a relationship test. And listening in this whole time, we're going to bring her back on, is your girlfriend, Bianca. Bianca, you're back on with us. She had some concerns that you were cheating in the relationship, and we wanted to see if you were. That's what this whole thing is. And we don't want to lose you, because we feel like we've got some stuff to talk about here. Bianca, do you want to tell them your concerns?
You've been acting weird, and I asked you about those cigarette butts the other day. And
who's acting weird?
I can tell you're lying.
About what?
Well,
the one with the looked like there was lipstick on it, chapstick, and you kept saying it was chapstick, and it's like ridiculous.
It was chapstick, babe. I don't know what else to tell you.
How dark or what color was it on the cigarette butt, Bianca?
It was like mauve. It wasn't like cherry chapstick looking. It was legit mauve lipstick. And he kept saying it was chapstick.
Well, where is this chapstick now? Couldn't he have just held the chapstick?
Sock drawer.
Huh?
It's in my sock drawer. I've got like four different types of chapstick. I have like passion fruit. I've got guava. I mean, what do you okay. want?
We are finding out a lot about you, Rob. You, first of all, you keep chapstick in your sock drawer? Second of all, you have four different types of chapstick.
What the f*** are you talking about, Rob? You do not have that many chapsticks. I don't even remember you.
Way
ever.
More than that, actually. I was trying to
more than that.
Be modest.
You have more than four. Okay.
He was being modest. He didn't want to seem braggy.
Rob, you sound ridiculous now. This is making no sense.
I feel like your girlfriend would know if you were wearing tinted chapstick. Like that doesn't.
Everyone would know if he was
right.
wearing tinted
like,
chapstick.
If this was your thing to the point where you have so many that you don't want us to feel embarrassed because we don't have as many. I feel
seriously,
like
Rob, I mean, why don't you just be honest with me instead of making up these lies?
You guys are accusing me of cheating. What am I supposed to do?
Well, no,
like, I'm going to tell you my dirty little secret.
Rob,
I like chapstick.
Rob, hold on a second. I understand being defensive, but it's another thing, though, to have us honestly, even if you did have a bunch of chapstick and lipstick don't look the same
right.
on something else.
Was
yeah,
there
Rob,
somebody?
I don't know what to tell you,
man. Was there somebody else at your place with you when your girlfriend was out of town?
No, I don't have any friends.
Who needs friends when you've got all that chapstick?
Well, maybe that's why. He's too braggy with the chapstick,
right.
and they've all abandoned him. I don't know if we can take this too much further.
No,
but
I don't think we can.
Bianca,
I would say, Bianca, go with your gut.
Well, you guys have a lot to talk about and work out. Bianca, if you want to give us an update, we'd love to hear it, but that's as far as we can go. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There are some celebrities that are America's sweethearts. And we love them. And we always thought that they loved us. And one of them recently is having what seems like the world turn against her, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, of course you aren't.
We're talking about Blake Lively, and boy, oh boy, are people coming for her. Now, it's not unjust.
Thank you.
She's been given some really weird interviews lately.
It sounds like she's been giving weird interviews for quite a while.
I'm going to play a clip from this new movie. It ends with us. Is that
yeah.
It ends with us. And the movie is a drama that involves domestic violence. So she is asked by the interviewer. He's talking about,
Just involve domestic violence. The core theme of the movie is a woman surviving domestic violence.
That's what the movie's
yes.
about. Okay. And the interviewer is asking her, you know, this is going to really draw up a lot of emotions in people that have gone through this trauma in real life. you know, how do we talk to you about it? Listen to her answer here.
They're really going to want to talk to you. This movie is going to affect people and they're going to want to tell you about their life. So if someone understands the themes of this movie, comes across you in public, and they want to really talk to you, what's the best way for them to be able to talk to you about this? How would you recommend they go about it?
Like asking for like my address or my phone number or like my location share. Oh, I could just location share you and then we could I'm just curious. Just
social security number.
So they're making jokes about it. She's given a really weird answer there, especially given what the movie's about.
It almost is an answer that's saying, like, what more do you want from me? Like, right. I've already done this movie for you, so now you want more from me? Like, it's a weird answer, but also it's a really snotty answer.
Especially given what it is. Now,
Not to mention, I have to tell you, and it's not like this is even important, but the way she's sitting in this interview, she's on a couch with her co-host, and she's like, you know, you watch TV and you like get yourself on the couch and then you pull your legs up next to your butt? That's how she's sitting.
What does that matter?
She's at work.
Her co-host is holding a drink while he's doing the interview.
Well, it's a bottle of Pellegrino.
It was an interview over Zoom.
I understand that.
That seems very nitpicky.
Oh, I see. I think it seems so unprofessional.
I will say this, though. She does go on to give a real answer, though.
She does later.
I'm a Virgo, yeah. So I'm like, are we talking logistics? Are we talking emotionally? Yeah, what's been beautiful about this movie is that, like, unfortunately, we all know at least someone, but we normally know.
So she does. Like,
and she says it was an honor to be a part of it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
But it is creating this backlash against her, and that's just one example. There's been other things. Like, apparently her and her co-host for this movie wouldn't stop fighting. She says that he fat-shamed her.
Here's the backstory on that.
Okay.
He is the star and director of the movie. At one point, there's a scene where he has to pick her up, and apparently he has herniated discs in his back. So he asked the trainer on set, who is her trainer, as you know, both of their trainers, how much does she weigh? Because I can only lift a certain amount.
Right.
The trainer, being a busybody, went to Blake and said, he's asking how much you weigh. When in reality, he was just like, if she weighs too much, like, not that she weighs too much, but if so, I have to get a stunt double.
So this is where it gets real cringy. Because of this backlash, people now have been, this woman who interviewed her in 2016 uploaded the interview she did with her, saying it was the most uncomfortable thing she's ever done. It starts right off the bat, where Blake Lively, who is pregnant
with her second daughter,
is the interviewer points it out, and they are off to the races in the cringe world. I'm just going to play a little bit of this.
First of all, congrats on your little bump.
Congrats on your little bump.
The interviewer was not pregnant.
Not pregnant. Doesn't look pregnant. Not that that would matter, but not pregnant.
Right.
First of all, congrats on your little bump.
Congrats on your little bump.
What about my bump?
You've got two nice ones.
They are kind of bumps, aren't they?
No, not bumps. The lovely lady lumps. Check okay. it out.
Thank so you. She's Thank being interviewed you. With another like actress named Parker Posey.
I love most of his movies, and this one was so, like, visually amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Did you guys love wearing those kind of clothes? Like,
yeah.
And, you know, working in
Everyone
digital.
Everyone wants to talk about the clothes, but I wonder if they would ask the men about the clothes.
I would.
I love Jesse's suits and how.
That's what I'm saying. His wardrobe was beautiful.
Oh, I know.
And then Blake Lively proceeds to ignore the interviewer for the rest of the interview.
Will not look at her.
And doesn't look at her.
Okay. Now, the thing about this movie and the reason that this interviewer is asking this movie is because it is a movie set in the, like, late 50s, early 60s. So all of the costumes are period piece costumes. Mm-hmm. The other thing is part of the movie is shot in LA. Part of it is shot in New York. And the way that the director did this was when they're in LA, all of the costuming is done very specifically. It's very bright. It's very vibrant, all these different things. And then in New York, it's the same costumes, but everything's are tan and white. So the costumes were actually a very significant part of this
okay.
movie.
Okay, but I'm going to defend Blake Lively here. Was that terrible? Yes, it was terrible. It's very cringy. Honestly, the whole interview is very difficult
to
get through.
But
this does seem like once again, we've just picked somebody and they're always women that just we hate. Now we hate you and we can't wait until you have a downfall. We saw the same thing happen to Scarlett Johansson.
Stop it with the Scarlett Johansson.
We saw the same thing happen with multiple women.
I don't feel like a lot of women hate Scarlett Johansson, just me.
No, my wife's not a fan of her either.
Well, maybe there's a reason.
I mean, it just is she giving difficult answers? She is giving difficult
then
answers.
Then that's the reason.
Well,
we're supposed to ignore the fact that a woman congratulated her on being pregnant, and she said congratulations on your pregnancy too when the woman wasn't pregnant. That's so bitchy.
But I thought women didn't want their pregnancies pointed out and stuff like that.
Obviously, I don't know women that don't want that.
I was told, never assume that a woman is pregnant.
Everybody knew she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
She was very obviously pregnant, and it was like out in the media. It wasn't a secret.
We've never interviewed Blake Lively. I texted Marques Allen, who has interviewed Blake Lively several times, and he did say that she has always been pleasant, but she's never that great of an interview. She's kind of mechanical. But she said, but she's always pleasant. So I don't know. I just think I refuse to believe that Ryan Reynolds would be married to somebody who's mean.
And well, why?
Because he's Ryan Reynolds.
See, and that's what it all comes down to.
And they seem like a great family.
Everything we just saw and heard.
She just might not be good at press. I don't know. Maybe she hates doing that part of her job, but that's a big part of her job. So I don't know.
It also seems like she was like cruising for a fight with the costume answer.
Well, that's true.
I wonder if they would ask the interviewer even said, I would. I wonder if they'd ask the men the same question. She's like, I would.
What are your thoughts on this? You can text them in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I have a problem, and I sure could use your help. So text in as you hear this to 916-909-1065. Because I think, Katie, I'm going to have to do something terrible in order to do something good.
Okay.
Let me explain.
Okay.
In my backyard right now, there is a dove that made a nest.
Okay.
And this dove has been sitting on this nest for a very long time.
Okay.
And I'm at a point now where I feel really bad for this dove because it's pretty obvious those eggs are not going to hatch.
And you know there's eggs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've seen the eggs.
Okay.
That was 2 months ago.
Okay.
So here's what I'm thinking about doing. I feel really bad for this bird. I'm thinking about shooing the bird away.
What?
And then just taking the nest down.
Why?
And throwing it away.
Why?
Because she's just like hanging out on the nest all the time. It's been months.
Okay, how
it's
long
been
does
so
it
long.
Let me look up how long does it take for a dove to hatch? How long did you say it was?
Months, like 2 months.
Oh.
What'd you see?
It says they incubate their eggs for 14 days. Okay.
See?
No, I don't see. What if she knows something you don't?
What would that be?
What if she's sitting on a different bird's eggs? Like Horton hears a who. What if you shoo her away and for some reason, what if this is her second round of eggs this season or something? I don't know. I'm not a bird expert. And what if you shoo her away and then you find out that the eggs... Okay, here's what you have to do. I think you shoo the bird away. But if you're going to do this, you have to be prepared to take on those eggs if, in fact, they are still hatchable. So here's what you do. You shoo her away. Get a flashlight. Hold it up to the egg. And you might be able to see if there's something in there moving. If it is, you have to take on the responsibility of being a mother bird and you have to incubate those eggs.
I don't have the time to take that responsibility
then
on.
Then leave it to nature.
That's what people are texting in right now. People are like, nature knows, leave it alone. But nature doesn't know. This poor dumb bird has been sitting on unhatchable eggs for months. I don't even know how the bird is eating. I don't see another bird. I don't see a daddy dove
okay,
ever.
Because both
she's
male
a single
and
mother.
Female doves will sit on their eggs.
Right. I don't know where the dad went. Maybe something terrible happened to the dad, or maybe the dad's just like, Carol, it's not happening, and I'm living my life. I will find me if you want to.
No. They made for life.
Well, then something terrible happened. Oh, so many text messages are coming in. Ask Animal Control what to do. I don't want to call a government agency over this. I'd rather just put it out to you guys. And then what if they do hatch one day?
Oh my God, how cute would that be?
I don't know how to feed baby doves.
We'll bring them in here.
We'll
chew up our food and spit it in their mouth.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's close enough.
And not only that, too, have you seen what Kevin eats? There's no way that we're going to spit that into a baby's mouth.
Well, it's mostly just cold brew and candy.
Right, that's no way to raise a baby.
Well, I could probably chew up some crackers or something.
Somebody texted in, what is the harm of just leaving it?
Thank you.
The harm is I got to sit there every day because I love going in my backyard. It's where I spend most of my time. And I got to sit there and I got to look at her just emotionally crumbling next to me.
Okay, somebody said maybe she lost her first set of eggs and laid a new set. Doves also sit on their babies after they're born. What if there's babies in there?
I'm not hearing anything.
They're small.
Yeah.
I think you just got a pet dove.
But usually, though, with babies, because they're nesting in our backyard all the time, I hear like the me, 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 me.
Where do you live? It sounds so lovely.
West Roseville.
That sounds less lovely.
All right. I'm going to stew on this.
You know what? We should ask my mom, because I told you about my mom's doves.
No.
How my dad won't let her get a cat. And so the closest thing to a pet she's ever had in 2 decades are...
She had a pet dove?
Well, it was doves that made nests in their backyard by the door. And she wouldn't let us go in the backyard because if we opened the door, it scared the dove away.
Right.
And that was her baby and that was her pet, as sad as that is.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll ask her because she's kind of an expert.
How long was that dove in that bad nest by a dumb spot?
It was a dumb spot.
Yeah.
But doves, she loved it.
Doves make terrible nests and they put them in dumb spots.
Not my doves.
Not this dove.
They make a great nest every year in the same spot.
All right. Let's consult your mom.
Okay.
And then I'm going to stew on this a little bit. But I got to tell you, I'm leaning towards shooing her away and throwing the nest in the
you
trash.
Are a monster. West Roseville.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Most schools are back in session now, but she wants to take you to school in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And we are playing today with Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Rancho Cordova.
Rancho. Well, I almost stumped you on that one. We're not off to a good start.
I haven't moved. I just moved recently.
Oh, okay. All right. We got it.
All right. I'm going to leave.
Kay's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot's up to $420, and it's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville, and a few more to come. Stay tuned for that. All right. Here we go. Question 1. Matthew Perry's death was shocking, and it was determined that he died from an overdose of ketamine, but an investigation on how he got that drug has gotten people arrested now. 5 people have been arrested, including his doctors, a drug dealer, and even his personal assistant. Somebody known as the Ketamine Queen has also been arrested. Which is not a street name for ketamine? Special K, Meanies, or Cat Valium?
Meanies.
Question 2. Kim Kardashian's been single for quite a while now, and she says people in her life want her to start dating again. Her kids. She said that it's her kids that have been trying to set her up on dates with different people in their lives, and she thinks it's funny. True or false, the last person to date Kim Kardashian was Pete Davidson?
True.
Question three. There is a movie being made about football legend John Madden, and the person playing Madden is the last person you'd expect. It's Nicolas Cage. The movie is called Madden, and it will come out in the fall of 2025. Madden was one of the best coaches of all time and never had a losing season in the 10 years that he had with what team?
The Raiders.
Question four. Kevin Spacey owned a mansion in Baltimore, but couldn't afford it anymore, so it was sold at auction. Well, the new owner is complaining that Kevin Spacey has lived there ever since and is refusing to leave. He even is demanding 6 more months of free living. What state is Baltimore in?
Maryland.
Question five. President Biden is retiring, but isn't done as he just secured lower prices for even more prescription drugs. The new agreement will lower the price by 80% for 10 of the most needed and used prescriptions, saving Americans thousands of dollars. If insulin costs $300 a month and it is now 80% lower, how much is that going to be?
$60.
All righty. Bring Katie back in here. Wow, Tracy, you don't waste any time. I love that. Where are we going this morning?
Heading to work.
And where is that? What do you do?
I'm a criminal analyst at the DOJ.
Whoa.
You're a what?
Criminal analyst at the DOJ.
So what kind of analysis?
Just a fancy word.
You seem too delightful for this type of work. You need to be. You're dealing with hardened criminals here, Tracy.
I am actually. I'm in the sex reg department.
Oh my god! So wait a second. So do you like analyze their behaviors or like patterns in like what they do or what?
Well, like I just check their records and make sure that people are registering where they're supposed to be registering and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you. You're doing the big work. Hachi machi.
Yeah,
all right.
I do the paperwork.
Well, unless somebody's gotta.
I mean, look what we do.
What you do is way more important than this.
Right.
This is silly trash compared to what you do, which is also the name, our motto on this show, the wake-up call. Silly trash. Yeah. All right, Tracy, I'm putting you on hold. You ready to play?
Sure.
Here we go. Question one. Matthew Perry's death has led to the arrest of several people. 5 people in total have been arrested, including his doctor, a drug dealer, and even his personal assistant.
Wow.
As well as somebody that is known as the Ketamine Queen.
Okay.
Yeah, how about that? Which of the following is not a street name for ketamine?
Okay.
Special K, Meanies, or Cat Valium?
Oh, I'm going to say Meanies.
That is correct. Yeah. Cat Valium, street name for ketamine.
I didn't think it was for ketamine, but I have heard that before.
It's for ketamine.
I thought it was for... maybe ecstasy.
Might be for a couple different things, but it's definitely one of the known street names for ketamine.
Wow.
Question two. Kim Kardashian's been single for a bit, and the people in her life want her to start dating again, namely her kids.
Yes.
I think this story's actually kind of cute. She said that her kids have been trying to set her up on dates with different people in their lives. And she thinks it's funny. True or false, the last person to date Kim Kardashian was Pete Davidson.
It was Beckham
Odom Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr.
That's it. Yeah.
His brother was on Love Island. No!
Question three. There is a movie being made about football legend John Madden, and the guy that they cast to play John Madden is Nicolas Cage.
Really?
I don't see it, but I'm excited. I'm very excited for this. The movie's going to be called Madden. It's going to come out in the fall of 2025 for Oscar season. It will not be a video game. Madden was one of the best coaches of all time. He never had a losing season in all 10 years that he had with what team?
Gavin. That he had with what team? The Minnesota Vikings.
The Raiders.
The Raiders?
Back when they were in Las Vegas the first time.
They used to be in Vegas?
Yeah.
Man, I'm learning stuff today.
60s and 70s, I think. Anyway,
wow.
Question four. this story's funny. Kevin Spacey owned a mansion in Baltimore, but he couldn't afford it anymore, so it was sold at auction from underneath of him. Okay. So now the new owner of this mansion is complaining because Kevin Spacey won't leave.
Can you imagine having to move in with Kevin Spacey?
He's just squatting.
He's just the ghost.
Not only is he squatting, he's asking for 6 more months of free living.
Six more months?
I know. It's like, what? And I'm sure he has other properties, too.
Of course.
Anyway, what state is Baltimore in?
Maryland.
Yeah. And question five, President Biden's, he is retiring, but he's not done being president. He just secured lower prices for even more prescription drugs. The new agreement will lower the price by 80% for 10 of the most needed and used prescriptions, saving Americans thousands. Thanks a lot, Brandon. If insulin costs $300 a month,
yeah,
and it's now 80% lower, how much is that?
It's 80%. So, $290? $280.
Tracy, tell her how much.
$60.
$60.
Oh, man, I didn't understand the question.
That's what... now, that's right. Yeah, that's true. $60 a
Ooh,
month
this
now.
This is not feeling like it's going to be a good day.
Final score, Tracy 4, Katie 2.
Yeah!
Tracy, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
But you know what? Go ahead.
I've been caller 15 almost every single day.
No.
Yeah, 15.
Well,
15,
not today.
15.
Nope. Well, today you're caller 17 and you're $420 richer.
Wow.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And it couldn't have gone to a more deserving person.
Well, that's
Thank you for doing what you do. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. We reset the jackpot. Oh, wait. Oh. Tracy, tell us what we need to hear. Tracy. Oh. Tracy, tell us what we need to hear.
Today, I am smarter than Katie.
Yeah,
yes,
you are. Yeah,
Dang
you are.
It.
We reset the jackpot.
Did she know the Raiders question?
She did. She got it right away.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
She got all four. The only one she got wrong was, I think, the Kim Kardashian one.
Yeah, me too.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It's Dirty Little Secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Maria. It's not her real name. This isn't her real voice. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Now, this Dirty Little Secret involves your place of employment, and let's just jump right into it. What is your Dirty Little Secret?
Well, I was invited to go to on a last-minute cruise, and I really wanted to go, but I knew my boss wouldn't give me the time off because it was such short notice. So I told my boss that I fractured my foot and couldn't come into work. I ended up taking 2 weeks off and went on the cruise, and like I bought a boot cast from Amazon, and I returned to work with the boot cast on and the crutches and everything. And I wore the boot for like 4 weeks to work, but yeah, and I still like kind of walk with a limp.
Oh,
so you okay? So you bought a boot off of Amazon.
Yeah.
You should have just DM'd Katie because I feel like she's got several boots in her garage.
I've got at least one.
And and then you even had crutches with it.
Yes.
Did you already have those or did you have to buy that as well?
Yeah, I got them from like a friend of mine, her son or some broke his leg. And so I was like, let me borrow your crutches for a little while.
And then after all of that, you still walk with a limp?
Yeah, because
well, the boot kind of, I'm sure the boot, even when you start walking with the boot, if you're only a few weeks in, you would still, like, you can put pressure on that leg, but
are you talking about without the boot?
No, with the boot. Oh, she's saying she limped after?
This Maria, you mean after the boot came off, you still walk with a limp, right?
I still walk, yeah, because it's like, you know, it's still within the year, so it still takes time to heal. So
I mean, she's right. She's absolutely right.
You've done so much research into this. If you're just joining us, this is the Dirty Little Secret. This is Maria. It's not her real name. And her Dirty Little Secret is that she wanted to go on a 2-week cruise and she didn't have the vacation time, so she lied about fracturing her foot. She wore a boot with crutches that she got off of Amazon, and she still walks with a limp. How long have you been walking with just a limp?
Probably about 6 months now.
Okay, so you probably could give up on the limp now. As a person,
<You're helping her. laughs>
as a person that had to wear a boot for quite a long time, it's not comfortable. Like, it throws off the way that you walk.
Oh,
your
hip
kind of starts to hurt because, like,
I don't think anybody ever saw somebody in a boot and said, "What a lucky
wow,
person.
That looks yeah,
that looks cush."
It's just to commit to doing it when you don't need it.
I mean, was the cruise worth it?
Yeah, and I wore the boot for 4 weeks, so it was very worth it. I'm so glad that I went. It was my first cruise ever.
Wow.
That is so funny. How much was the boot?
It was like $40.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, not at all.
It's not the price that is the bad part. It's the fact that she had to commit to this for so long. And did people like baby you and give you sympathy and stuff?
They did. They were like doing everything. I didn't have to walk around the office. Like, they did everything for me. It was great. Oh,
wow. I think that would infuriate people more.
Yeah, totally. Did you say that like you had a fracture in your foot, like to the, that needed surgery? Is that how you got away with this, or you're like, no, it's just a fracture. It'll heal itself. It just takes time.
Yeah, it's a fracture that's going to heal itself. It's going to take time. They're trying to prevent surgery, so they're just trying to see how this works out. And if it works out good, then I won't need surgery. That's what I told them.
Because otherwise, then you'd be like, okay, and then, guys, here's the update. I had to cut my foot to give myself a scar.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than somebody that wouldn't commit to the lie. Like, at least you've got follow through.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It sounds like a point of pride. Does anybody know about this lie? Like, do you have a boyfriend or a husband or somebody?
Yeah, my boyfriend knows, and he thinks I'm horrible for it, but I don't care.
Did he get to go on the
Clearly he did not.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, the good news is I just Googled it. I'm sure you have, too. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to completely heal after the boot from a foot fracture. So I guess you played the long game, but if it's been 6 months, you could probably drop the limp.
Probably,
now.
Yeah, you're healed.
Okay. I'll lay off the limp. I'll gradually lay off the limp. Like, I don't want to just, like, walk in there and I'm fine.
Well, you're the expert.
Thank you so much. It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call. It is now time for us to play this. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along! And it's time for the No Name Movie Game!
106.5!
The end! For grabs, we've got tickets to the Esquire IMAX. Oh, jeez. I'm trying to wrap it up, but listen, you guys just keep on clapping. Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town. Right now, they got Alien Romulus. Oh, my God. I can't imagine seeing a movie like that on an IMAX screen. That would be amazing. All right. So we are going to start everything off with Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You chose Katie as your contestant or your teammate. You guys have, I'm having a blank, 45 seconds, right?
I don't know. You always ask me, I don't know.
45 seconds on the clock. You know the rules, right?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Starts now.
Okay, this is about a kid. It's an animated movie and he rides like a big lizard with wings.
And then he Pete's dragon.
Huh? No. Dragon. He teaches that thing to do stuff.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes.
Wow,
okay.
One.
Okay. This is where you live. You live in a
home.
Another word for it.
Apartment.
Oh,
dwelling.
No. Okay. And then this is when you have a group of friends over, like for a birthday
house party.
Yes, got two. It. Okay. These are super tall blue guys.
Avatar.
Yeah, it's did we have
what is it, the sequel?
It was The Way of Water.
We'll just give you the Avatar.
Okay, three.
You got 3 points on that, Jeff, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold now. We're going to talk to Shelby. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You are my teammate. We got 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. And time starts now. The opposite of queen.
King.
And the opposite of woman.
Man.
Put them together. Kingdom? Yes, there we go.
Wow, one.
Okay, this is a teeny tiny superhero. He's teeny tiny.
Ant-Man?
Yes!
Wow,
yes!
Two!
Okay, this is a Pixar movie about your emotions in a girl's head.
Oh, Inside Out.
Yes!
Three.
Yes! The opposite of low.
High.
And the opposite of death.
High life?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes! Okay, this is something that explodes. Kaboom.
A bomb?
Yes, and then you find these on the ocean, on the sand.
Shell? Bomb shell?
Yeah! At the buzzer! At the buzzer! Wow!
Literally at the buzzer. Wow.
That was suspenseful. All right, now here's the downside. The downside is we get to play one more round.
Oh, we do?
Because when there's only two of us,
okay.
We play another round, all right? So, Shelby, I'm going to put you back on hold. And do you have enough movies over there?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. And now we're going to go back to Jeff. Wow, this is a nail biter. Oh, Jeff, man. Are you there?
I'm ready. Let's do this, Katie.
All right.
Okay.
Listen, you need at least two for us to play another round. So I believe in you. 45 seconds starts now.
This is a family of superheroes.
Incredibles.
Yes. Okay.
One.
The opposite of me.
You.
Okay. And then just human beings. We the blank.
You people?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. This is, it has something to do with Harry Potter. It's like maybe a prequel. It's a super long title.
Fantastic Beasts. Harry Potter and the Fantastic Beasts.
I accept that.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. If somebody is getting a job, you'd say, and there's like three people that are up for the job, you'd say we have three.
The candidate.
No. It's also something you do with gold.
No. What was that one?
Prospect.
Prospect. All right. Listen, you got six total.
Yeah.
We have five. I have a really good feeling about this.
Don't.
Jeff is going back on hold. Shelby, are you there?
Yes.
We only need two to win.
Okay, we got this.
We do have this.
You
all
don't
right?
sound very confident.
She sounds very confident.
No, she doesn't.
45 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Sounds like I'm getting in her head.
Shh. Go. Okay, this is what a window is made out of.
Glass.
Yes, there's one.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
This is another word for a knife.
Blade.
Yes, okay. And if you are in a marathon, you are
Blade
a
runner.
Yes!
We had Fantastical Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Listen,
and you had glass.
It's a matter of what comes out of our little fishbowl here.
That's right.
Oh, Shelby, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Go see Alien Romulus. I heard it's one of the best in the Alien franchise. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Yay, thank you.
You got it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's time to get mystical, guys. If you have been, you know, school's back in session now, and maybe you missed a lot of the summer on the wake-up call, it's fine. We're still here. Welcome back. Katie's had a rough summer. Okay. Just to recap, the biggest problem that she's had, she broke her hand playing tug of war. At a function that we had for work. And in her defense, she wasn't the only one of the Odyssey employees that did break their hand.
That was injured.
Mm-hmm. Is that bad luck? It is. Could you say that, you know, well, it can't be bad luck because it happened to the other guy too. Okay, fair point. But Katie's experience, post-breaking hand has been wildly different than the other guy's.
Wildly different.
The other guy seems like he has just been skipping down the golden road as far as recovery goes, and Katie has hit pitfall after pitfall after pitfall.
Just very quickly, broke my hand. He went to one hospital, and they said, hey, we're going to take care of everything right now. You need reconstructive surgery. I was told you definitely need reconstructive surgery. We are going to kick this can down the road as much as possible, and we're going to send you to numerous places that actually can't help you. And then the day of your surgery, when you're about to walk in, you're in a gown. You have a hairnet on because you're about to be put under. They say, we're going to actually cancel this surgery, and you're going to go on your family vacation with shattered bones in your hand, and some of them were moved into places they're not supposed to be.
None of this was her fault.
No.
Not from point A to point Z, none of it was.
If anything, I would say I've been very proactive.
There's been an update in Katie's bad luck era. Now her house is falling apart.
Quite literally, our upstairs bathroom, for weeks without us knowing it, has been leaking water down, you know, through the floor, through the ceiling underneath it, and now it's leaking through the ceiling. So for weeks, my daughter's toilet has been leaking, and it has leaked through the wood part of the floor.
Oh
so
my God.
Under the tile. All of that wood has just been absorbing water for weeks and weeks and weeks. And now every single thing in that bathroom has to be ripped out.
Terrible bad luck. This is not the first time she has had a streak of bad luck.
No.
And I think this is where we're going to get a little mystical.
Okay.
Because I think that this might be my fault.
You think it might be your fault?
Because last time you had a streak of bad luck, we saged you.
Okay. And I feel like I did okay for a while, no?
Well, not good enough, because here we are, back at square one, less than square one. This is worse than last time. And I think it's because I bought the wrong sage.
How do you buy the wrong
sage? Yeah, how do you buy the wrong, unless you just bought grass and burnt it.
Amazon. And I was talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Okay.
And they said, that's the last place you should buy sage.
Why?
They said you need to, like, know the person that you purchased the sage from. They have to have some sort of, like, experience and certification. And
so they have to be somebody that's witchy.
Mm-hmm. A witchy person.
How do we know that witchy people aren't on Amazon?
Right.
They wouldn't be.
Why?
I don't know. Amazon's too corporate.
Okay. Okay.
They're more of a, I just bought a little place in Auburn.
Okay. Okay, yeah, above a tattoo shop.
Right, exactly. Okay.
So what do we do? First of all, thank you for taking responsibility.
Thank you.
Yeah. But now what do we do?
Do I sage you again?
Well, it's
not what the sage you buy.
Well, yeah, how can you be trusted?
Right. And I feel like my sage days are done. I don't know. Do we get a professional?
We're going to need a witch to text in.
Okay.
Then. Can witches text? Is that okay?
They can text. If you are a witch listening to this show.
Or witch adjacent.
Or witch adjacent.
Yeah.
Or just somebody spooky.
Okay.
And you know where to get the good sage.
Yeah.
Please contact us.
Yeah.
We need to sage Katie's bad luck out of her system. She needs a cleanse. Obviously, she can't use the toilets in her house right now, but she needs to have a cleanse for bad juju.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have just gotten...
No, you were pretty flippant about just like, oh, I guess I'll just get this sage.
Okay, somebody said there's a witchy place in Old Sac. This is the kind of help that we're talking about. You better not be talking about Evangeline's.
Oh, no, that's... Come on.
We're going to fix you.
Okay.
All right?
Somebody's gotta. What happens next? Have you thought about that?
Don't even say that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what I need.
Maybe. Have you gone to church since all this bad luck?
No, but it might be time to start.
It might be time to start.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a really big problem, and I want to know, what do you do when two of your best friends are fighting with each other?
Who is fighting?
Exactly. I'll tell you in a second. Do you? But what do you do when your best friends are fighting? Do you pick a side?
Well, it
do you just
on
sit there and
about.
Cry?
Sometimes you just have to mediate it. I mean, have you considered mediating between these two friends, getting them together and saying, guys, let's talk this out?
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. It's two guys.
Okay.
And I'll tell you who they are. It's Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney.
Okay.
Two of my best friends.
Gavin.
This feels like when mommy and daddy are fighting.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
How else do you describe George Clooney?
Okay. What is happening between them and why is this so difficult for you?
During an interview last year, Quentin Tarantino said that George Clooney is not a movie star anymore.
Whoa.
Right. He even added, when was the last hit where he drew an audience? Ugh.
Okay. All right. That's...
Now, George Clooney struck back and he said... During his interview, yeah, Quentin said some stuff about me, didn't say stuff. So now I'm like, all right, dude, F off, didn't say F. I don't mind giving him crap, didn't say crap. I guess we're in a fight. The fact that he's even swearing like that and talking like a dirty, dirty barman.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Just proves that Quentin Tarantino knocked George off his game a little bit. If somebody insults George Clooney, I can only imagine he stands up slowly from the table he's playing poker at, fixes his lapel.
Takes a glove off.
No.
Slaps him across the face.
No. Finishes his drink.
Okay.
Slams it down on the table and walks away.
Oh.
But the fact that he is even talking about this proves that this is really getting to him. It's hitting him right in the heart. I love both of them.
I know you do.
I respect both of them so much. I'm not attracted to Quentin Tarantino, who could be.
No, he's a troll person.
Right. But he's a brilliant artist.
Okay.
He's also not wrong about George Clooney.
Okay.
And I can't believe I'm saying that.
Okay, I'm going to say something. How many, and take out the Ocean's 11s, okay?
Why do I have to take those
out? Because there's so many of them and because there are so many stars in it that I don't know that we can give them credit. How many big hits has George Clooney had?
The man's won an Oscar.
Okay, for what?
What was the Hawaiian movie with Emma Stone? Now you're making me mad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember that one where, I don't know, he's somebody's dad.
Yeah. The Descendants. That's what it was called.
Okay. So besides The Descendants.
Well, that wasn't a hit, but.
Oh, right. Okay.
But he won an Oscar.
What hits has he been in?
Why are we doing this?
Well, it's just not something that I never really considered was you have this incredible passion for George Clooney, but you are somebody that usually you're a little more discerning about your actors and you have very high expectations for them. And now that I'm thinking about it, George Clooney kind of plays George Clooney.
The last big hit that Clooney had was Gravity. I believe it won Best Picture.
Was that he and Sandy were stuck in space?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Okay.
Well,
got
spoiler
it.
Alert. One of them was.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't make it very far in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that movie came out over 10 years ago.
Okay.
Since then. Okay. Great question. What was the big, as you look at his roster of movies.
Yeah.
A lot of them are really bad.
Yeah.
And they're not big movies.
No.
And people don't it burns!
Yeah.
Ah!
I mean, I think we think of him as a movie star because he looks and moves like a movie star. But in reality, he's not Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's a much better actor. Gavin, what are you going to do?
First, throw up into a bucket. Second,
it must be hard to watch your heroes fall.
How dare you? Hey, look, everybody.
Maybe it means that you have bad taste.
I don't, though.
I know, but maybe you do.
Because as I look down his roster of movies, I don't think I've realized how many bad movies he's been in.
Yeah.
He hasn't been in many good ones.
No, he hasn't. He wasn't even a good Batman. Are you okay?
He was the worst Batman.
No, Ben Affleck was the worst Batman. Look at me. Hey, look
he
at me.
Wasn't. I can't say it. I can't
really?
Say it. Yeah. Oh, I can't. No, I can't. I gotta go. Okay, I gotta go.
All right. You know what I'm gonna do? On your face?
Here's what I'm no. Here's what I'm gonna do. Walk. I'm gonna stand up from this conversation, fix my lapel.
Yes.
Finish my drink and slam it down on the table.
Okay. Perfect.
How dare you?
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We are going to New York City for this next story. And it is a uniquely New York City story because it's so wackadoo and hysterical and causing such a kerfuffle. Katie has the details.
So there's two guys that live in Brooklyn, and they tend to sit out on their stoop, sit out on the street, just watch all the comings and goings.
As you do.
And on the sidewalk, there is a tree, okay? And then next to the tree is a fire hydrant. And the fire hydrant has a little, like, leak in it. And so it just drips water, and it's always dripped water. And nobody ever comes and repairs it. So there is always a puddle between this tree and this fire hydrant. And it's all kind of encased with the cement from the sidewalk. And these two gentlemen thought, you know, instead of just looking at a puddle, what if we turned it into an aquarium? And by that, I mean, they went and bought 100 standard goldfish for $16, which honestly, the price is a goldfish in Brooklyn. Very good right now.
Very good.
And they poured it into the puddle. And now fish swim in this puddle. And I am not saying that we should make every single puddle an aquarium or a fishbowl. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, what if we could? What if we could? Because tell me that's not something you want to... You'd go on more walks.
I will say this. It's causing a problem.
Is it causing a problem?
It's causing a problem. I do have audio of this, by the way. Here's one of the gentlemen who put the fish in the bottle to begin with.
You got some people, you know, they look at it like, oh, it's animal cruelty and stuff like that. Like this is not animal cruelty. I'm like this, those are goldfish. I'm saying those are feeding fish like this. We're not feeding them to nobody. We're not giving them to nobody like this. So they're living.
Right. They're living.
Nothing bad is happening to these fish because of the drip from the fire hydrant. The water's always moving. So it's not
it's
even
circulating.
Like it's circulating. So it's not even like it's getting like moldy. They have signs printed that said, please do not touch or take the fish. They are for observation only.
Now let's hear though from the opposition. What are they so upset about?
We attempted to help out and offer tanks and aquariums and filtration units to these people and try to explain to them that while, again, we're on the same side, we love the idea of having to fish for the neighborhood. Unfortunately, it's kind of harmful to the fish themselves. And they refused rather aggressively. And so we pulled a bit of a rescue mission in the dead of night and took matters into our own hands.
They took the fish. In the dead of night,
what?
They stole the fish.
I would be so mad.
This is, as somebody who used to live in New York City, this is a classic case of New York City. You've got old school versus new school. You've got this guy who's probably lived in or around that block in Brooklyn his whole life.
Right.
Being like, I'm going to throw some fish in this puddle.
Yeah.
What does it matter to you? Look at the fish. Get down here and look at them. Versus a new guy who's probably from somewhere in New England going to college in the area. Right. And he's just down there and he's like, listen, I understand what you're saying. I do. I really do, friend. However, I just want to let you know, though, that like the sidewalk's dirty and like.
This is making me mad. Do we maybe need to worry about neighborhood cats? Yes, of course, but that's the ecosystem, baby.
Sure. And think about that.
You took my fish in the dead of night?
They took the fish from this puddle in a sidewalk in Brooklyn.
That's theft.
And not only that, but joke's on him. Did you hear how cheap the fish were?
Yeah.
We're just going to get more.
I got another $16, buddy. Pal.
It's
That's right. That's right. 16 got me 100 fish.
Yeah.
I'm lousy with fish.
Now, I will say, when I did look at the puddle, there were not 100 fish in there. So we have sadly, we've lost a couple.
It looked like we've lost over 90 of them.
Right, yeah.
There was only about 8 that I saw swimming around. But still, though, those eight were happy.
They were thrilled.
So, listen, I'm not sure if we need to take a side in this.
Of course we do, Gavin.
I'm just saying we'll stay out of it. But
I'm in it.
You're in it?
I'm in it with scuba gear.
All right, then here's what we need to do.
Okay.
Replenish the puddle fish.
Okay.
Give them their own Instagram. Make them stars.
Oh, my God. That's so smart.
That is how you really, truly can save animals now. Yeah. Have a live stream. San Diego just got pandas. You can watch them 24 hours a day.
I don't need that.
Those pandas are stars.
I don't need that.
You don't need that.
I want to watch these fish.
Exactly. Okay. So anyway, if you're listening, that's what you need to do. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's time to get mystical, guys. If you have been, you know, school's back in session now, and maybe you missed a lot of the summer on the Wake Up Call, it's fine. We're still here. Welcome back. Katie's had a rough summer. Okay. Just to recap, the biggest problem that she's had, she broke her hand playing tug of war. At a function that we had for work. And in her defense, she wasn't the only one of the Odyssey employees that did break their hand.
That was injured.
Mm-hmm. Is that bad luck? It is. Could you say that, you know, well, it can't be bad luck because it happened to the other guy too. Okay, fair point. But Katie's experience post-breaking hand has been wildly different than the other guy's.
Wildly different.
The other guy seems like he has just been skipping down the golden road as far as recovery goes, and Katie has hit pitfall after pitfall after pitfall.
Just very quickly, broke my hand. He went to one hospital, and they said, hey, we're going to take care of everything right now. You need reconstructive surgery. I was told you definitely need reconstructive surgery. We are going to kick this can down the road as much as possible, and we're going to send you to numerous places that actually can't help you. And then the day of your surgery, when you're about to walk in, you're in a gown. You have a hairnet on because you're about to be put under. They say, we're going to actually cancel this surgery, and you're going to go on your family vacation with shattered bones in your hand, and some of them were moved into places they're not supposed to be.
None of this was her fault.
No.
Not from point A to point Z, none of it was.
If anything, I would say I've been very proactive.
There's been an update in Katie's bad luck era. Now her house is falling apart.
Quite literally, our upstairs bathroom, for weeks without us knowing it, has been leaking water down, you know, through the floor, through the ceiling underneath it, and now it's leaking through the ceiling. So for weeks, my daughter's toilet has been leaking, and it has leaked through the wood part of the floor.
Oh,
so under the tile, all of that wood has just been absorbing water for weeks and weeks and weeks. And now every single thing in that bathroom has to be ripped out.
Terrible bad luck. this is not the first time she has had a streak of bad luck.
No.
And I think this is where we're going to get a little mystical.
Okay.
Because I think that this might be my fault.
You think it might be your fault?
Because last time you had a streak of bad luck, we saged you.
Okay. And I feel like I did okay for a while, no?
Well, not good enough, because here we are, back at square one, less than square one. This is worse than last time. And I think it's because I bought the wrong sage.
How do you buy the wrong
sage? Yeah, how do you buy the wrong, unless you just bought grass and burnt it.
Amazon. And I was talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Okay.
And they said, that's the last place you should buy sage.
Why?
They said you need to, like, know the person that you purchased the sage from. They have to have some sort of, like, experience and certification. And
so they have to be somebody that's witchy.
Mm-hmm. A witchy person.
How do we know that witchy people aren't on Amazon?
Right.
They wouldn't be.
Why?
I don't know. Amazon's too corporate.
Okay. Okay.
They're more of a, I just bought a little place in Auburn.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Above a tattoo shop.
Right, exactly. Okay.
So what do we do? First of all, thank you for taking responsibility.
Thank you.
Yeah. But now what do we do?
Do I sage you again?
Well, it's
not what the sage you buy.
Well, yeah. How can you be trusted?
Right. And I feel like my sage days are done. I don't know. Do we get a professional?
We're going to need a witch to text in.
Okay.
Can witches text? Is that okay?
They can text. If you are a witch listening to this show.
Or witch adjacent.
Or witch adjacent.
Yeah.
Or just somebody spooky.
Okay.
And you know where to get the good sage.
Yeah.
Please contact us.
Yeah.
We need to sage Katie's bad luck out of her system. She needs a cleanse. Obviously, she can't use the toilets in her house right now, but she needs she needs to have a cleanse for bad juju.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have just gotten...
No, you were pretty flippant about just like, oh, I guess I'll just get this sage.
Okay, somebody said there's a witchy place in Old Sac. This is the kind of help that we're talking about. You better not be talking about Evangeline's.
Oh, no, that's... Come on.
We're going to fix you.
Okay.
All right?
Somebody's gotta. What happens next? Have you thought about that?
Don't even say that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what I need.
Maybe. Have you gone to church since all this bad luck?
No, but it might be time to start.
It might be time to start.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a really big problem, and I want to know, what do you do when two of your best friends are fighting with each other?
Who is fighting?
Exactly. I'll tell you in a second. But what do you do when your best friends are fighting? Do you pick a side?
Well, it depends on what they're fighting about. Do you just sit there and cry? Sometimes you just have to mediate it. I mean, have you considered mediating between these two friends, getting them together and saying, guys, let's talk this out?
That's not a bad idea.
Or gals.
That's not a bad idea. It's two guys.
Okay.
And I'll tell you who they are. It's Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney.
Okay.
Two of my best friends.
Gavin.
This feels like when mommy and daddy are fighting.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
How else do you describe George Clooney?
Okay. What is happening between them and why is this so difficult for you?
During an interview last year, Quentin Tarantino said that George Clooney is not a movie star anymore.
Whoa.
Right. He even added, when was the last hit where he drew an audience? Ugh.
Okay. Right. That's...
Now, George Clooney... struck back. And he said during his interview, yeah, Quentin said some stuff about me, didn't say stuff. So now I'm like, all right, dude, F off, didn't say F. I don't mind giving him crap, didn't say crap. I guess we're in a fight. The fact that he's even swearing like that and talking like a dirty, dirty barman.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Just proves that Quentin Tarantino knocked George off his game a little bit. If somebody insults George Clooney, I can only imagine he stands up slowly from the table he's playing poker at, fixes his lapel.
Takes a glove off.
No.
Slaps him across the face.
No.
No.
Finishes his drink.
Okay.
Slams it down on the table and walks away.
Oh.
But the fact that he is even talking about this proves that this is really getting to him. It's hitting him right in the heart. I love both of them.
I know you do.
I respect both of them so much. I'm not attracted to Quentin Tarantino, who could be.
No, he's a troll person.
Right. But he's a brilliant artist.
Okay.
And he's also not wrong about George Clooney.
Okay.
And I can't believe I'm saying that.
Okay, I'm going to say something. How many, and take out the Ocean's Elevens, okay?
Why do I have to take those
out? Because there's so many of them, and because there are so many stars in it that I don't know that we can give them credit. How many big hits has George Clooney had?
The man's won an Oscar.
Okay, for what?
What was the Hawaiian movie with Emma Stone? Now you're making me mad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that one where, I don't know, he's somebody's dad.
Yeah, yeah. The Descendants. That's okay. What it was called.
Okay. So, besides The Descendants...
Well, that wasn't a hit, but...
Oh, right. Okay.
But he won an Oscar.
What hits has he been in?
Why are we doing this?
Well, it's just that's something that I never really considered, was you have this incredible passion for George Clooney, but you are somebody that, like, usually you're a little more discerning about your actors and you have very high expectations for them. And now that I'm thinking about it, George Clooney kind of plays George Clooney.
The last big hit that Clooney had was Gravity. I believe it won Best Picture.
Was that he and Sandy were stuck in space?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
well,
got it.
Spoiler alert, one of them was.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't make it very far in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that movie came out over 10 years ago.
Okay.
Since then, okay, great question. What was the big... As you look at his roster of movies...
Yeah.
A lot of them are really bad.
Yeah.
And they're not big movies.
No.
And people don't like, oh, it burns!
Yeah.
Ah!
I mean, I think we think of him as a movie star because he looks and moves like a movie star. But in reality, he's not Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's a much better actor. Gavin, what are you going to do?
First, throw up into a bucket. Second,
it must be hard to watch your heroes fall.
How dare you? Hey, look, everybody.
Maybe it means that you have bad taste.
I don't, though.
I know, but maybe you do.
Because as I look down his roster of movies, I don't think I've realized how many bad movies he's been in.
Yeah.
He hasn't been in many good ones.
No, he hasn't. He wasn't even a good Batman. Are you okay?
He was the worst Batman.
No, Ben Affleck was the worst Batman. Look at me. Hey, look
he
at
wasn't.
Me.
I can't say it. I can't
really?
Say it. Yeah. Oh, I can't. No, I can't. I gotta go.
Okay,
I gotta go.
All right.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Your face.
Here's what I'm no, here's what I'm gonna do. Walk. I'm gonna stand up from this conversation, fix my lapel.
Yes.
Finish my drink and slam it down on the table.
Okay. Perfect.
How dare you?
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We are going to New York City for this next story. And it is a uniquely New York City story because it's so wackadoo and hysterical and causing such a kerfuffle. Katie has the details.
So there's two guys that live in Brooklyn, and they tend to sit out on their stoop, sit out on the street, just watch all the comings and goings.
As you do.
And on the sidewalk, there is a tree, okay? And then next to the tree is a fire hydrant. And the fire hydrant has a little, like, leak in it. And so it just drips water, and it's always dripped water. And nobody ever comes and repairs it. So there is always a puddle between this tree and this fire hydrant. And it's all kind of encased with the cement from the sidewalk. And these two gentlemen thought, you know, instead of just looking at a puddle, what if we turned it into an aquarium? And by that I mean, they went and bought 100 standard goldfish for $16, which honestly, the price is a goldfish in Brooklyn. Very good right now.
Very good.
And they poured it into the puddle. And now fish swim in this puddle. And I am not saying that we should make every single puddle an aquarium or a fishbowl. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, what if we could? What if we could? Because tell me that's not something you want to... You'd go on more walks!
I will say this. It's causing a problem.
Is it causing a problem?
It's causing a problem. I do have audio of this, by the way. Here's one of the gentlemen who put the fish in the bottle to begin with.
You got some people, you know, they look at it like, oh, it's animal cruelty and stuff like that. Like this is not animal cruelty. I'm like this, those are goldfish. I'm saying those are feeding fish like this. We're not feeding them to nobody. We're not giving them to nobody like this. So they're living.
Right, they're living.
Nothing bad is happening to these fish. Because of the drip from the fire hydrant, the water's always moving. So it's not
it's
even
circulating.
Like, it's circulating. So it's not even like it's getting like moldy. They have signs printed
right. That
said, please do not touch or take the fish. They are for observation only.
Now let's hear, though, from the opposition. What are they so upset about?
We attempted to... help out and offer tanks and aquariums and filtration units to these people and try to explain to them that while, again, we're on the same side, we love the idea of having to fish for the neighborhood. Unfortunately, it's kind of harmful to the fish themselves. And they refused rather aggressively. And so we pulled a bit of a rescue mission in the dead of night and took the matters into our own hands.
They took the fish! In the dead of night,
what?
They stole the fish.
I would be so mad.
This is, as somebody who used to live in New York City, this is a classic case of New York City. You've got old school versus new school. You've got this guy who's probably lived in or around that block in Brooklyn his whole life.
Right.
Being like, I'm going to throw some fish in this puddle.
Yeah.
What does it matter to you? Look at the fish. Get down here and look at them. Versus a new guy who's probably from somewhere in New England going to college in the area. Right. And he's just down there and he's like, listen, I understand what you're saying. I do. I really do, friend. However, I just want to let you know, though, that like the sidewalk's dirty. And like,
this is making me mad. Do we maybe need to worry about neighborhood cats? Yes, of course, but that's the ecosystem, baby.
Sure. And think about that.
You took my fish in the dead of night?
They took the fish from this puddle in a sidewalk in Brooklyn.
That's theft.
And not only that, but joke's on him. Did you hear how cheap the fish were?
Yeah.
We're just going to get more.
I got another 16 bucks, buddy. Pal?
That's right. 16 got me 100 fish.
Yeah.
I'm lousy with fish.
Now, I will say, when I did look at the puddle, there were not 100 fish in there. So we have sadly, we've lost a couple.
It looked like we've lost over 90 of them.
Right, yeah.
There was only about 8 that I saw swimming around. But still, though, those eight were happy.
They were thrilled.
So, listen, I'm not sure if we need to take a side in this.
Of course we do, Gavin.
I'm just saying we'll stay out of it, but...
I'm in it.
You're in it?
I'm in it with scuba gear.
All right, then here's what we need to do.
Okay.
Replenish the puddlefish.
Okay.
Give them their own Instagram. Make them stars.
Oh, my God. That's so smart.
That is how you really, truly can...
watch them live.
Save animals now. Yeah. Have a live stream. San Diego just got pandas. You can watch them 24 hours a day.
I don't need that.
Those pandas are stars.
I don't need that.
You don't need that.
I want to watch these fish.
Exactly. Okay. So anyway, if you're listening, that's what you need to do. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.